Mrs. Billington, how are you today?
Oh, pretty well.
Hi, nice to see you again. Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Well met.
Well met.
To the 10.
Thank you. Now, Miss O'Neill told me that you were one of the four women who were left after the deaths of so many others, and that you were the one, you were responsible.
Four married women.
Married women.
Yeah, there were other young girls with their families and a few maid servants.
But as far as putting together the feast of Thanksgiving, the 1621.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I suppose you're right. I suppose it was just the four of us. But, I mean, we had assistance from daughters and servants and the like, so it was not just the four of us doing all of that work.
What do you remember about 1621, that feast?
Well, it was a very good harvest, or what we thought was going to be a good harvest. We ended up getting more mouths to feed a little later, after the feast was had. But, we had some Indians come to us, which was not expected so much. I think they heard the sound of our pieces. For some men, were making sports, shooting off muskets and the like, and the shot was heard. I don't know if they were nearby, but thought to come and see what, you know, if something was towards, you know, so what the matter was, and found, it was just men making sports, shooting at targets and the like, and so they came and joined with us, and so we ended up being more than them. I think twice as many of them as there were of us.
Really?
But, yeah.
So, I mean, you had cooked for 50?
Oh, it was not just a one meal, sir. It was several days worth of meals. So, it was an ongoing.
And
which is a good. It was, I think, a diplomatic sort of thing, as it were. So, but we had made an alliance with them, and had not had much opportunity as yet to show our friendship towards them. So, or they to us.
How long did it last altogether?
Several days, as I remember, all right. Three or four days, I don't know. I don't really recall.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, of course.
And anything else you'd like to add that I forgot to add?
Well, it's certainly not the diet we were accustomed to, nor was it then, but what the season afforded, you know. Fish of all different sorts, some of our own swine, pork we had, wild game of all sorts, venison, geese, ducks, turkeys are wild here, so very good meat to be had.
How are things going now?
Very good. That first year was not so bad, but the second year and the third we often went hungry, particularly in the summer. There were times when we went weeks or months even without any bread. We were able to take some fish and some game, but people were starving here. Yeah, it was a very hard time. We kept getting more mouths to feed, but no means to feed them.
Because then we hear about this Thanksgiving thing, and then everything is wonderful after that. We kind of miss the
in-between. We had some hard times, dear. But it's better now. These last few years, we've begun to taste the sweetness of the country. Most men are growing more corn than they need, are able to grow more than they need. So there's abundance.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Where in England were you from?
I come from London. My people are from Lincolnshire, but I've lived in London most of my life.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.